balanced will and harmony to you, and welcome. You are inside the inner chamber of Pharaoh's house. In this podisode, that's podisode number 28, Smart Foods, Living by Bread Alone, a follow-up on lead paint controversy, Choked by the Web, Attracted by Bad Vibes, answers to this week's emails, holistic health tips, all in 30 minutes or less. So if you're at work, put on your headphones, or if you've got it like that, blast it. This podisode is made possible from donorships by Holistic Living Ministry. A better way is here for holistic organic herbs, essential oils, and potions, or to inquire about becoming part of the Holistic Living Ministry, visit them online at holisticlivingministry.org. Also by Royal Berkey Water Filtration System, the portable filtration system that removes pathogens, arsenic, and fluoride, among other toxins, and it also makes stagnant pond water drinkable in an emergency. Go to my Holistic Healing Therapy Shop online to get your own filtration system, organically grown and harvested bulk herbs. Go to www.pharaohshouse.com. Smart foods, that's the name of this topic. Fiber from grains is to the intestines what high fructose corn syrup is to the metabolism. Fiber, like sugar, must come from the natural food source, and primarily from nuts, seeds, vegetables, foods that increase your blood glucose, foods that cause renal failure, retinal failure, or blindness, and cataracts, high blood pressure, and diet-induced illnesses are these high-fiber foods, and of course, high-carb foods. And here's a question for you. Remember eating bread that was baked by a relative? Or remember a week later, if there was any left? What happened with that bread? It got harder, did it not? What does your bread in a bag from the store not do? Exactly. It stays primarily soft. That means in addition to the high carbohydrates, the sugars, the yeasts, there are also softening agents to keep it fresh. Quote unquote, fresh. And I use that word lightly. But I am not singling out bread. This is all unhealthy foods. So it applies to grains. It applies to wheat, oat, spelt, and other flours and grains. If you want flour for an occasional, as in once every 2 months, then bread, make it with beans or seed flour, is okay. You can make it yourself. Use your blender and grind it up. Turn it into a powder or a flour. But the best way to get your fiber is from veggies and fruits, and of course nuts and seeds. Get your fats from oils and nuts and some fruits. For those who are still eating meat, you are going to have to go the extra step and seek out and find cleaner meats, preferably from a local butcher. But ask the butcher the source of the meat. Why did I call these smart foods? I called these foods that primarily contain wheat and or corn smart foods because food scientists work for food manufacturers who, like Hollywood, work under government auspices. You know, the people who develop substances that mesmerize your senses to keep you coming back for more and more. Well, they work for food companies. Then their interest is to keep you addicted and then take you out, if need be, either slowly and gradually or fastly and furiously. In any case, when you think of most things in this place we call a world, think in terms of balance and a simple equation. What's on one side has to reflect what is on the other side, even when there are unknown variables. If the food or gadget is smart, what does that make the user or eater? Smarter or dumber? Think for a moment. Well, if you are smarter than the gadget or the food, then you would be in the same or on the same side as the gadget, and thus you'd have no need for the gadget. So what's left? Exactly. So when these companies spoon-feed you smart this and smart that, including smart food, they are assuming or seeing you as dumb or soon to be dumb. Or preferably just dumber. The pig farmer does not want the pig smarter than he or she is. If the pigs are smarter, the chances are the farmer may wake up one day sizzling in a big frying pan. You've heard of long pig, haven't you? Anyway, smart is as smart does, someone once said. So if doing the smart thing is using a smart gadget or eating a smart food, or allowing a smart meter onto your house, then that means you are already smarter or smart, and you do not require the enhancement, because you can make anything you want any way you want, or you can make the necessary enhancements yourself. Remember, the rule of technology, which we all have forgotten or allowed ourselves to become blinded to, is the rule that if you are going to use it, you better know how to make it, break it, fix it, and put it back together again, as well as live happily without it. Smart foods create addictions, just like technologies do, and often you will hear others tell you when you inform them of smart foods, such statements as, well, what else am I supposed to eat? Well, that's a good question, said the crackhead. Well, if you are eating crack and loving it, and you want to stop, then support your local weed man or bag lady. In essence, get yourself off the smart foods and stay as close to natural as possible. Somewhere along this timeline, we got tricked into thinking natural is unnatural, and many of us have equated that with expensive. But expensive goes out the window when it comes to putting ourselves into debt, like for a car, or wardrobe, or hairstyle, or vacation, or a party. But as soon as communicating properly with what goes into our sacred body is mentioned, suddenly expense makes a big difference. My response? Well, eat the smart foods. Eat them all. That will leave less for the rest of us who know better, who are actually trying to change. So eat all the smart foods you want. I'm being facetious. Next topic. Pharaoh, what is a civil right and what is an exaction? Okay, well, did you know that a civil right is not a right? It is a privilege granted by a governing body, and a governing body is made up of people that supposedly are elected or are appointed. And an exaction, well, it's an extortion, basically, to anyone who allows themselves to be governed under the civil laws of the governing body. With a price. This also opens the door for the criminal laws of that governing body. And as one should know by now, when it comes to government and governing bodies and what they demand, it is always TBA, or to be announced, including their sundry exactions. So the fees are many, and the fees always grow. So now you know what a civil right is and what is an exaction. More on that subject if you go to the website and go into the inner chamber and put your question and share your question in the knowledge base. Next email. I live near a busy highway in California. We find soot on everything after a while. I know it is either from the road or car exhaust. I can't imagine this is healthy. Okay, no name given. But no, you are exact. It is not healthy. You are inhaling and eating this dust, which is composite dust. It is more than likely part petrochemical-based residue, along with calcium bicarbonate and other metals. Short of moving, I would recommend an air filter system in your house. And if you have a central heating or air conditioning unit, frequent cleaning of the filter traps. Also, lots of protective plants in your space or place. Whether it's an apartment or a house or a condo, have lots of plants that protect. Listen to my third podcast previous to this one on healing and protective plants. I appreciate your question statement. And here is a follow-up question to the lead paint controversy. Dear Pharaoh, I didn't quite understand the lead paint segment of your last podisode. Can you explain it? I will give you a follow-up to a follow-up. The government, through the EPA, that stands for Environmental Protection Agency, has put into effect even more lead abatement regulations in order to help speed up the smart grid, no doubt. These updated regulations keep contractors from bidding on new contracts to renovate older homes, as all contractors must now hold special licenses and certifications, as well as seek special permits when working on homes that are older than 1978, as they may contain lead-based paints. This also leaves homeowners holding the bag when it comes to repair or renovation, because now a contractor has to up their prices, and these prices will rise greatly. So most of these older homes are inner city homes or urban, where the dwellers usually cannot afford these prices. The ramifications are such that if renters or owners fall under this category, that puts them at high risk of eminent domain should the local or state government decide that the home or homes is environmentally uninhabitable or a health risk based on the supposed dangers of the lead paint. Also, it leaves those who live in older homes, whether rural or urban, that may have lead paint in a fix, pardon the pun, where they will have to complete renovations themselves or hire unlicensed workers. Now, this may not even address or having to address the lead paint situation. It might be repair of plumbing or wall or something else or floor. But because one thing is found in that home, now certain permits and special requirements are required by law. Thank you, EPA. So, I say, what's the problem then, right? Well, that's a question, and I'm being facetious. I would say hire a handyman. That's one way out, or a handy person. Ask and see their local work that they have done, i.e. references. Visit the homes and the homeowners and ask, how did they like the finished work? How prompt was this handy person? How were their rates? And if they do not mind showing you some of the completed work. Now, if your home has lead-based paint that is not cracking or peeling, leave it alone. In fact, find a quality interior or exterior appropriate paint in the color of your choice and paint it yourself or with friends. Wear masks no matter what type of paint you use. If you use or if you can afford to buy paints that do not have toxic BPAs in them, you're in luck. These newer paints, however, are just as deadly or far deadlier than the old supposed brain-damaging effects of the lead paint. Now, the dust from lead paint, of course, that can be dangerous to your health. But as long as it's not getting out there and you are wearing the right type of mask, you're in good shape. Take the extra cash, if you have any, and buy an analog meter for your house and get rid of that smart meter, by the way. Have an electrician do it, or a skilled handy person. Remove the smart meter and put on the old analog meter. Find the regulations listed in your deed and your right as a homeowner as it pertains to any public utility easement, for no easement has the power or right to endanger the deed owner, the deed owners and invitees, or the property itself. So check that information out. I will be putting a link in this accompanying blog article for this podisode, so be sure to look for that link for more information. And did I say there were three emails? This looks like there's a fourth. Pharaoh, are you solar powered yet? Why is solar so expensive and out of reach of regular people? Anne in NYC, New York City. Greetings, Anne in NYC. Am I solar powered? Partially, yes. Ah, did you mean my home? Ah, well, that's different. Solar power is a goal, and all of us can achieve some level of solar-powered independence, but the one major factor holding most of us back is knowledge. The second and third factors are finance and access to the right materials. Of course, you know, as listeners to my podisodes, that nothing in this realm is accidental, nor occidental, for that matter. The goal of clout holders in governments and militaries and corporations, which are all tied together along with clout holders in religions, endeavor to maintain a chokehold on resources, monetary systems, and energy. The purpose of the dominance is to one day harness all forms of energy so that energy can be metered and monitored to the controlled masses. So one day you will be paying for sunlight and air, not to mention water. Food is next, as it is already beyond the proverbial halfway mark. So Anne, be sure to listen to my past podisodes on how to master your crafts, on bartering and trading, and how to get over being a puppet and how not to become a puppet, or grow your children to become uninformed puppets in blue, green, and blood red, if you get my drift, who will turn their weaponry on you when they become puppets. So in any case, this is why solar is so expensive and out of the hands of the many, and only in the hands of those who can afford to pay for complete solar systems. But that is one side of the equation. There are ways around those walls. Start small. Start by building a smaller solar generator that is powerful enough to operate lights, or even better, a small refrigerator in the event of a power grid failure or outages. In the blog article that accompanies this podisode, there is a link to a DIY, that stands for do-it-yourself, site on building a small solar powered generator. There's also a link to a how to set up a solar system and what makes a solar system run. Also on what power cells are and what batteries are and how they work with a solar system. That, I think, answers your question, Anne, so feel free to write again. And if you have questions or suggestions, sign in or sign up and sign into pharaohshouse.com. Click on the Inner Chamber menu link, select Podisode Archives. In the Podisode Archives on the right-hand side or sidebar of the site, there is an email form. Type in your question and or suggestion for Podisode topics and indicate whether to mention your name or not. I appreciate you all for emailing me. Next topic, choked by the web. That's the name of this topic, and by choked, I mean throttled by your ISP, or internet service provider, otherwise known as ISP. Much of the world, aside from most African nations, the US and a few countries in South America and Central America, still do not have land-based high-speed internet. Not that having internet is a must, nor is it a godsend technology. For now, however, as technologies go, it is the way to distribute ideas and information around the world fast. Land-based high-speed includes DSL, which stands for Direct Subscriber Line, cable, and fiber optics cable. Much of the US, however, uses dial-up, cellular Wi-Fi hotspots, and towers, or satellite. Dial-up is antiquated and uses 56 kilobytes per second speed, but in reality, most dial-up today is in the 26 to 28K speed range. Cellular Wi-Fi is the most expensive depending on your carrier or provider and can run into the hundreds based on your plan and bandwidth usage. Satellite is and will be the system of choice as it has received government subsidies and subscriber fees. It is also outrageously expensive. So you ask yourself, why is satellite more often used in rural areas if there are two other viable options? The first reason is the lack of infrastructure, due to telephone companies not wanting to spend the small amount of money to install necessary DSL equipment, and cable companies not wanting to install cable systems in small towns and rural zones. The end result is big profits for satellite companies, high costs for low-income rural internet users at prices that amount to gouging levels. This is indeed choking of the internet, but wait, there's more. Remember my talk on smart grid systems? Well, this all fits into play for a future agenda of those with clout in the government, corporations, military, and religions who want to do away with semi-autonomous living. With energy, food, water all under control, it stands to reason that the internet would be next in line for metering, and satellite makes the perfect vehicle. If you have no control over your daily limit or your system usage as bandwidth is monitored and throttled once you exceed it, you have no control at all. Mind you, these satellite systems are also used by militaries and government groups, and not just any wing of the government. A few years ago, the U.S. government supposedly set aside a few billion in aid to help build internet infrastructure so that millions of rural residents, as well as low-income residents, could have access to the high-speed internet. What happened to those funds? The allotted share went to the following sectors in order of quantity: satellite, cable telecommunications, and dial-up companies. Of course, I'm sure the cell phone companies were in there too. Notice there is no mention of the people listed there. So, not to be expected, the people who live in America's rural areas are no better off than they were when dial-up was the thing. In fact, they can compare their access to this technology to that of someone supposedly living in an impoverished nation, which this is probably going to be soon. So do not be fooled, as this is not accidental. Next topic, attracted by bad vibes. And you know, this topic is related to the previous one. Did you know satellite dishes that can send and receive, not like your DirecTV dish, but systems that are equipped to do so, like those for the internet or broadcast television and internet? They can emit a vibration that is a low vibration, capable of altering the mood of an individual, creating vertigo, forgetfulness, and even more unsettling, causing night terrors. You know, those nightmares that give you a feeling of paralysis during your sleep? Still think satellite systems are a way to go? Well, consider this. Much of the cellular technology uses some form of satellite communication too, and not just for GPS, which, by the way, all cell phones, smartphones, and others are equipped with now. That's right, GPS. These devices, when left on or off at night, can help conjure up lucid visions that are so real and terrifying for those who experience them that they can cause physiological effects and often harmful health effects. Makes you wonder what can travel on a wave of energy besides communication signals, doesn't it? And now, know yourself, heal yourself. Made possible by a donorship from Pure Effect Water Filtration System. It fits on your sink, and it's the only filtration system that not only removes heavy metals and pathogens, but also radiation. Pick up your own filtration system online at my Holistic Healing Therapy Shop or in my blog article section by clicking on the banner to the right that says Holistic Water Filter. Can you lose melanin? Of course you can, depending on a variety of contributing factors, such as vitiligo. That's a disorder that causes a loss of pigmentation to your skin from patches to a large area of skin, and also in gray hair that you see in the elderly, to lightening of the eyes and skin due to poor nutrition over a period of time, also from frequent radiation exposure. Often, prevention and reversal are attainable. In the case of vitiligo, the earlier it is noticed, the better opportunity to prevent it from spreading, such as ceasing immediately and forever eating white flour, white salt, white sugar, white rice, high amounts of sodium chloride, processed foods, MSG, and anything else that affects the thyroid. Exposure to the sun under controlled circumstances is okay, but do not overdo it, as the melanin that would otherwise protect you is degenerating and needs to be upgraded, if you will. Herbs like ginkgo biloba are excellent in preventing and treating vitiligo. For gray hair, prevention and reversal, take chlorophyll, spirulina, and other algae, maitake mushrooms, and organic alfalfa. And I mean only organic alfalfa, as much of the alfalfa supply has been tainted by Dow and Monsanto. Increase oxygen to the blood, get more rest, and take more naps. Avoid too much exposure to artificial radiation, i.e. from computers and artificial lighting from over your head or your lamps even. The loss of melanin occurs not so naturally to people whose immune systems have been compromised either by sexually transmitted diseases, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and high amounts of synthetic drugs. Always know that if you are coming down off of or out of drug-induced therapy based on an allopathic modality, then your body definitely needs detoxification and rest. In short, you must now rid your blood cells, your marrow, your hair, teeth, nails, eyes, bowels, of all the toxic synthetic drugs that were administered for the treatment of that particular illness. Time for my holistic health tip for this podisode. Clearing the space and the air around you and more is a ritual when done respectfully and correctly with sage, sweetgrass, and then the following day with myrrh, frankincense, and juniper oil. There must always be a balance on either side or part of a ritual. What you do or open or close on one side, you do open or close on the other. Leave no thing partially completed. Say, for instance, a new re-arrival is coming to your home, i.e. baby. Prepare the space, especially baby sleeping quarters or place, and bathing eating regions with sage and sweetgrass smudging. Do it 24 to 48 hours prior to baby's re-arrival. And I presume you are making this arrival at home or at a midwife's space. If not, then you must do this at the hospital where your wife is planning to deliver. And good luck with doing any clearing ritual at a hospital, conspicuously or otherwise. Find and listen to one of my podisodes on giving, quote-unquote, birth and hospitals. In any case, preparation rituals must close properly, and in the clearing ritual, the oils and cleansing smoke must always be performed at the finish. If you are moving into a new space, do this once you have signed a contract or lease, same thing, and then prior to moving one piece of furniture inside, make sure you have done the ritual. This should be also done when moving or getting out of a new place or moving into a new space or a new job for that matter, or prior to a wedding, prior to buying a new car, or at least before the first official drive of that car. If you require more information and reading, come to me at pharaohshouse.com for more on this clearing ritual. And before I close this podisode for this moment, I have to mention that I am relocating Pharaoh's house. The farm is quite large for just one person to manage, so I have found a smaller space. It needs some work, but it should be up and running by summer. Definitely stay tuned as more things develop. All goes accordingly, the closing, the move, etc., happens balanced and harmoniously. I appreciate you for listening to this podisode from pharaohshouse.com. The information provided in this podisode and on the website are the sole property of Pharaoh and Pharaoh's House. All music and third-party audio clip copyrights revert to their original owners. Opinions and views expressed in this podisode are mine alone and not necessarily those of any syndicating broadcaster, donor, sponsor, or website. Visit pharaohshouse.com to learn more, purchase herbal healing packages, or consult privately with me. And that is all.
Too blind to see you letting me go. Now that you've set me free, it's gonna take a miracle.